at the time, it was unlawful to give people, service users, disabled people in the community, money directly from the council. So to avoid that law, but still enable us to provide the kind of support people wanted, we, I suppose, effectively laundered the money through Kingston Association of Disabled People. It was lawful to do that. So you could pass the money on to a third party, an organisation, and they would pass the money on to those individuals who were part of this, we called it an independent living scheme. So it was Jane and Anne initially, and then a few more people joined. And because we had to set this up in a very proper and transparent way, we had to set up some systems so that people, we could show the, you know, the audit trail of money, where the money was coming from, who it was going to, how it was used. So if anyone asked us, we could demonstrate that we were using the money properly, correctly. So I was involved in setting up that, those kind of financial systems, but probably more importantly, supporting people to become a good employer, you know, to recruit personal assistants, to manage them, to train them. So I was involved in working alongside Anne and Jane, setting up a system that would enable people to recruit people, personal assistants to support them. And we set up, you know, various training programs and a peer support group, so disabled people supporting other disabled people to become good employers.